Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So when the New York Times killed off its standalone metro section, some of us were concerned for what that would mean for local news coverage. Well, today on the Times website, you can see what might turn out to be an answer. They're calling it The Local, an experiment they've launched for two neighborhoods, Fort Greene and Clinton Hill in Brooklyn, and the New Jersey corridor of Maplewood, Millburn, and South Orange. How many of you ride the Midtown Direct line down there? I'm joined now by the reporters heading up the two blogs, Tina Kelly and Andy Newman. Andy, who calls himself an online journalist, formerly known as a Metro reporter. Hi, Tina. Hi, Andy. Thanks for coming on WNYC.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having us.
So let's start with what's up on your respective sites. Just give us a sample of what types of stories and other items you're covering. Tina?
Well, we have a story on the snow yesterday. We have taking questions with the local township manager of South Orange about the issue of sharing services with Maplewood. We have a story about a possum and a dog having a fight. And we have our introductory post, as well as some police blotters coming up.
And Andy, how about your beat?
On my beat, I got to make my very own video yesterday of kids sledding, which was exciting and technically extremely challenging. We have the urban park rangers from Fort Greene Park telling us about the things they see on their job. There's more serious news also. The man who built a very famous, eccentric masterpiece house called Broken Angel has filed a suit to try to hold on to the building. We are taking questions for the police commander in the 88 precinct, Captain Tasso, and a bunch of other stuff like that.
Oh, so that's pretty good. So like the City Room blog does for citywide figures, they have them in to kind of take questions online from readers. You're doing this on a hyper-local basis with the captain from the local police precinct?
That's right.
Gotten any interesting questions and responses yet?
The responses haven't come in yet. Let's click on the first question that we received. I have not pre-read this. Could you talk a bit about enforcement of traffic laws? I see out-of-control drivers and red-light runners virtually every single day, and I've never seen them pulled over or ticketed by cops. Somebody else sent a comment about gangs of kids attacking people in broad daylight and roughing them up, and why don't the cops do something about that? And I'm sure Captain Tasso will be eager to explain what the cops are doing about that.
Okay. And, Tina, how about that consolidation of services story that you mentioned? That would be Maplewood and South Orange with shared services. This is, I guess that's a local version of one of the big, big issues underlying almost all the problems that New Jersey has. It's a relatively small state geographically, but it's got like 600 different municipalities and school districts because everybody believes in home rule and wants to have everything local the way they want it, especially if the towns have enough money to have their own fire department and police department. But of course, there's all that extra administrative cost. And that contributes to the record high property taxes.
Right. Well, he was saying, Mr. Gross was saying, that it's not all that easy to save money by combining services if everyone's doing their job effectively. But he raised the idea of privatization, which we're going to be checking out, I think, tomorrow with an expert in academia. But it's kind of interesting to talk about home rule and each town wanting its own town. We're hoping that each town will want its own website eventually.
Right. So, in other words, each town will want its own, news website linked to the New York Times?
That'd be great.
Yeah. So, I noticed that one of the comments on the site is about how much the blog still reads like the New York Times, Andy. What tone are you aiming for? Blog or paper of record or some hybrid or what?
Well, what we're aiming for ultimately is something where I would actually be writing less and less and people in the community would be writing more and more. So it will probably sound increasingly unlike the New York Times. I happen to write like a New York Times reporter, but I think many people can come up with more interesting ways of expressing themselves than that.
Tina, same question?
Yes, we're hoping to have some of our community bloggers and people who are coming out asking to write for us to do some of their own posts and run a taking questions post, come up with their own ideas for columns or for the web equivalent of what a newspaper column looks like, and eventually we'll be hopefully helping them learn the ropes of journalism.
Now, how far are you going to go to help them learn the ropes of journalism? You know, for example, one journalist I know who heard about this project said, great idea, so long as the Times sends these neighborhood bloggers to J school and pays them living wages.
We can't help to that extent. I mean, the philosophy behind this whole thing is not to make, you know, a New York Times, not to put a New York Times reporter in every town, or even necessarily to put, you know, not to put a New York Times reporter in every town, but if we can make these sites functional, to find a way to have other people adopt our model and hopefully somehow pay us for it, although we haven't worked out that part yet. And there would be presumably some kind of minimal supervision from the New York Times in how to run these things as they're up and running, but we just don't have the staff to, you know, to send everybody to J school or to supply reporters for their blog. It's
right.
More like trying to find a way to create self-sustaining citizen journalism communities that somehow allows the New York Times a role and a way to continue.
And we also have students from CUNY working with Andy in Brooklyn to help people learn how to do their own blogging.
Can citizen journalists replace beat reporters, Tina?
They can work on it. They can teach us how to look at their beat better in some ways because they're closer to the ground than we are, and we can learn from each other.
Yeah. What about the business aspect of this? And I realize you're a journalist. You're not in the business office of the New York Times. So to the extent that you feel comfortable answering this question, but I mean, we're going to have a former Wall Street Journal staffer next hour who now writes for a Columbia Journalism Review who says when he looks at the New York Times stock price compared to earnings, he comes to the conclusion that that the market has decided that there's basically zero prospect for the newspaper going forward, which, if he's right, is an unbelievable tragedy for the country and the world. And this is clearly labeled an experiment on both your blogs. Is it an experiment as much in a sustainable business model for local coverage as it is an experiment in journalism, Tina?
Yes, it is. We have sort of three different ways of looking at it. Eventually, we might be able to fund it with local advertising. We might be able to have community bloggers take part in our platform. And as the network of sites builds out, we may get advertising by national brands who want to reach an audience that it's engaged locally. But nobody's figured this out yet. There's so many experimental sites right now, and all it takes is one or two to solve the problem, and we just want to be part of that race.
Andy, same question.
Yeah, I mean that is essentially what the suits tell us are the ways that we could possibly make money off this. But obviously, you know, the world of newspapers is a threatened or perhaps doomed place, and the Times is trying a lot of different ways, and this is just one of them, and hopefully this will bear fruit.
Listeners, post on our webpage, or we've got just a few minutes right now for a couple of quick calls if you want to get right in. If you live in these areas, Fort Greene or Clinton Hill, in Brooklyn, Maplewood, South Orange, Millburn, in New Jersey, along that corridor. Give us a call real quick. What would you like to see on these blogs to cover your communities? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Do you think this is a good model for serving your communities with some version of New York Times journalism? 212-433-9692. Tina, what about the local papers in that area?
There are several. They come out weekly, and people who are used to being online are used to getting news quicker than that. I always learn stuff when I read the local papers, but a lot of people want to know what's happening 30 minutes ago, 30 seconds ago.
And we've got our own hyper-local web project going right now called Your Uncommon Economic Indicators, and one of the posts that we got from Clinton Hill, Andy, is from Babs, who writes, a bar in my neighborhood, Clinton Hill, has changed happy hour to recession hour and extended the hour. And here's a post from Maplewood by Alita. This came in January 29th. A positive behavior I've noticed. on the few times I've commuted these days is the fact that someone always grabs the newspapers that used to litter the seats and aisles of the New Jersey Transit trains. So a couple of uncommon economic indicators from your towns. Merle in Clinton Hill, real quick.
I just want to say that I really hope that this is a really diverse thing that you're doing in Fort Greene and Clinton Hill, and it's not just the same old people, or the same old new people, I should say, who have moved into Fort Greene and Clinton Hill, that you get a really true diverse view of what's happening here.
Thank you, Merle. Andy, quick answer to Merle.
Yeah, this is something we're extremely conscious of, and as the site kind of takes wing, that is one of my main goals. I mean, my whole philosophy in trying to get this thing going is to find a way to represent every single strand in the incredibly complicated fabric.
And as you probably know, Clinton Hill is the most blogger-rich neighborhood in New York City, according to online maps. Are you afraid that the Bigfoot of the Times might crowd out all that diversity?
No, because, there's room enough for everybody, and the blogs in Clinton Hill are great. So far, my relations with the bloggers there have been incredibly friendly and supportive, because I think the blog world is pretty supportive, but we'll see what happens.
Liz in South Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Liz.
Hi. I think this is a wonderful idea. For instance, tonight there's a meeting at our local arts center. They're talking about cutting the person that runs all the visual and artistic programs, musical programs, and I mean, this would be a perfect way to get a community dialogue going about this, to see how important the arts really are to Maplewood and South Orange.
Is that the Baird Center?
Yes, 7:30 tonight.
Yeah, we'll try to get a post up on that. Thanks.
Okay,
great.
Story tip.
I'll be posting, too.
Story tip from Liz in South Orange. Henry in New Providence, New Jersey. You're on WNYC. Hi, Henry.
Hi, good morning. It's a very interesting idea, but the Times is already late to this party. There are websites doing this already out here. The alternativepress.com in this area is already up and running far beyond, with advertisers, with ongoing editorial.
So do you see a threat from the Times coming in, or the more journalism, the better?
The more, the better, obviously. I don't think any of this will replace the good old trusty, ethically driven New York Times. This is going to be an adjunct. Hopefully it'll get us through till we survive whatever's going on.
Henry, I'm going to leave it there. And Andy, in our last few seconds, why didn't the Times pick someplace other than the most blogger-rich neighborhood of Brooklyn? Why not someplace that's underserved by bloggers to start out?
That's a good question. When I was initially approached about this, they asked me if I would be interested in doing it in Park Slope, which happens to be the neighborhood where I live, and which, truthfully, is actually much, much more blogged than Clinton Hill blog.
Right.
Clinton Hill is. I think the fact that Brownstoner, which is kind of one of the bigger blogs around, is based in Clinton Hill sort of skewed that result.
Right.
So
you're going to go for it.
So we're going to go for it.
We're going to leave it there
with
Tina Kelly and Andy Newman, journalists and now bloggers for the New York Times in their hyperlocal blog experiment that you can see at nytimes.com from Maplewood, South Orange, Millburn, and Clinton Hill. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.